Nurse Olive Jeffrey enlisted in the Australian Army Nursing Service in June 1917 and served in Egyptian hospitals for the first 12 months. During this period, she lost a very dear friend who was killed in an accident while training with the Australian Flying Corps. Olive continued to dedicate herself to her profession in further postings in Egypt and England.
In late April 1918, I was transferred to the Egyptian Government Hospital at Port Said. Although 6 months had passed since the loss of my dear Queensland airman, it was only during my quiet times off duty in my quarters that I could grieve. Fortunately, my new matron was perceptive enough to understand my personal pain and granted me 2 weeks' leave at the Alexandria Convalescent Home. During this time, I was able to negotiate the depths of my loss and map a way forward. I committed to a renewed focus on the sick and wounded patients in my care. Shortly after returning to duty, I was transferred to the 31st Government Hospital at Abbasia, where I spent the next 4 months. This hospital was set up in a large warehouse, and although there was plenty of room, it was basically unsuitable as a fully functioning hospital. Early in 1919, the AANS saw fit to transfer me back to the 14th Australian General Hospital at Abbasia. This was the site of my initial Egyptian posting, and where I learned the fate of my Queensland airman. Nursing duties continued to be mentally and physically demanding. Then I was struck down with a severe and debilitating case of German measles. From nurse to inpatient for 5 weeks of treatment and convalescence.
Nurse Jeffrey resumed duty at the 14th Australian General Hospital at Abbasia in April 1919. 3 months later, she took arrears of leave to travel to the United Kingdom and included visits to Scotland and Ireland. Olive then applied for and was granted 3 months special leave for non-military employment, which included retention of her pay and benefits. She enrolled in a physical culture course in London and satisfactorily completed the requirements. After her special leave, Olive was posted to the 1st Australian General Hospital, England, where she stayed for a further 2 months. This hospital had almost 1,300 beds and lost over 140 soldiers and 2 nursing sisters to the virulent Spanish influenza epidemic that had swept the world. Olive Jeffrey embarked for home in mid-December 1919, bound for Fremantle. She worked throughout the arduous voyage home.
On the 7th of March 1920, I was officially discharged from war service. On return to Western Australia, I found that nursing vacancies were scarce, and I went to live with my parents in Northern for some time. In 1922, I gained a full-time post at the Kalgoorlie Government Hospital. During the following year, a vacancy was advertised for a private nurse to work in Melbourne. I applied and was successful. In 1924, I accepted the role of a bush nurse in the Mallee region of Victoria and spent the next 12 months living in a tent. Although this experience had a number of challenges, my ability to provide these badly needed services was very satisfying. The Mallee Bush Nursing Post proved to be the end of my professional nursing career.
Olive Jeffrey married Moya Neil Doig in Darwin on 29th of June 1925. Her husband was then manager of the Commercial Bank of Australia at Darwin. For the next 30 years, Olive accompanied her husband to branches in Victoria, New Zealand and Queensland as promotional opportunities arose. Olive Doig died on the 8th of May 1988 at the age of 94 and is buried in the Centennial Park Cemetery in Adelaide.